presents Heart of the Matter. This is a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.
We bring you part two of the interview. We start out saying our little crew is going to go up to Carr Creek one of these days.
And you're going to be nice enough to give us a little tour of the old Carr Creek stomping grounds. So we're going to come Bluegrass Parkway. We're going to go around the New Circle Road. We're going to get on I-64 and head towards Moorhead. And at Winchester, we're going to look for the Mountain Parkway, and we're going to go up the Mountain Parkway. Then, all right, what do we do after that?
Well, you go up the Mountain Park, turn right, hit a show hazard and so forth. You hit Mountain Parkway, and it goes all the way to Hazard, Kentucky. Before you get to Hazard, now our reunion will be at Knott County Central because we got parking there. But we have the old school open, and that's where I'm going to take you guys around and show it to you. But you'll get off, it's 80, isn't it? Highway 80 from Prestonburg, be Highway 80, and you get off, you'll see your Heinemann sign, and then you'll turn left at that one. Not the first one, the second red light. You turn left, and you just stay on that road. You stay on that road like you was going to Kentucky 15, and you'll see it. It's stone. You'll see this building right here, and you'll see the back of it. And there's only one way you can get up there, so you go up that hill and come up there. And do you know, Ron, it's been really amazing when Sue and I have shown these, how many of those people have come up there just to look, and they are amazed. Don, how could anyone this small size do what y'all did? I said, well, I can't answer that in one word or 10 sentences or 10 paragraphs. But I do know what's happened. But if you get lost, let's see, if you light up a flare, and somewhere I get on my mule.
We'll just go to Hazard and give you a call, and you can come pick us up.
You can go around.
This Labor Day weekend.
All right. We're just kidding. We'll be able to find it. I don't know if a slideshow will work too well on radio. We've done plenty of parades. They seem to work, even though it's sort of a visual thing. So we're going to try it, a slideshow courtesy of Don Miller. Going back to some of the history of the 1910s and 1920s of the old Carr Creek School, the community center.
This lady's name is Margaret Humes, H-U-M-E-S. She's a graduate of Wellesley College in Boston, and she's from a wealthy family in Pennsylvania. She was big in the D.A.R., and she was hoping that she could do something of service without trying to make a big thing at first. She wanted to really help people. And did she ever? Probably would not be in a Carr Creek High School without her, because we were completely broke when she came there, and she helped out in every way that she could. In fact, these right here, we got slides of the beginning of the school, and we had them cut down to regular slides. Can you get one of those? So she came to Carr Creek in 1923 or 24, and they just had very few people there. There's no town at Carr Creek, but there's Hollis, and there's some people who live in the Hollis. So she started out, they probably had about 15, 20 students maybe when she started out. And also she established a orphanage, and she taught all kinds of etiquette, would you believe, in 1925-26, that she wore high heels. She'd bring her old shoes and a bag and then put her high heels on. And she taught the kids how to eat right and serve tea. And, you know, they loved her. Instead of making fun of her, they loved her. The first thing they had to do is build a building. A person gave the land, but they had, they did their own handiwork. They were great carpenters back then. They took great pride. Have you ever heard of the Dulcimer, that music? They make those things, and they sell everywhere. So you can sort of see how the men dressed at that time. Most of them came from Scotland and Ireland. Man, they worked hard. They were on their way west from North Carolina, and they just loved the mountains, and they stopped and just stayed there in the mountains. These two people came before Margaret. These two people came before Margaret, but they only stayed 2 years. Now, can you imagine? Morehead State University couldn't figure out how they did that. And she would take those and go up east and raise money. Raise money. I don't know how you can see it better. But anyway, she did precede these two right here. Now, if you'll read the last chapter, I think I told Ron this. This book should be read the last chapter first, because that's what leads into our school. And I couldn't get it when I wrote to Car Creek Legacy. No one said they had it. But a lady died, and her son sent me a big box full and called Lest We Forget, and probably one of the best chapters in the book. But that's a marker right now. Okay, when they worked, men were working while the women were bringing food and all that. So you look at the corn there. And then they would have a picnic. Now, I want you to look at the roof. Look at the roof on that building. This is the first building. I'll tell you, as you can see where they built on that roof, they knew what they were doing. Yeah, that's right. And they cut down the pine trees up there and had them saw. They had no saw mill. So, and all the buildings were green. They painted green. I won't say how old that is, because Sue and I both went to school there. Look at these two now. I mean, look at them. Do they look unhappy? These are two orphans. And they are, as you can see, Miss Humes had been teaching them how to have some teeth. And look at that cute little girl right there. They were pretty even back in the 1920s. And that's the reason why I called it the Legacy, Concrete Legacy. A lot of these things are still handed down until he's closed school in 94. One lady said, I loved to always see Car Creek play. And I said, why? Because she said they always had the best sportsmanship. Nobody ever got upset. And we didn't even know about that. I mean, I didn't even think about it. But see, other people noticed that. And they loved riding mules and horses and ponies and that sort of thing. The girl on left here is a Johnson, and Sprout Johnson, Willard Johnson, was my coach for 6 years at Car Creek from sixth grade to high school, and that's his sister. And I had promised them the book, and we didn't get it. So I brought those pictures like that. I brought them, and we had them laid out on a table. And this lady right here, Sue didn't know who she was, and I didn't know who she was. Well, she kept crying. She, with tears running down her eyes. So Sue went over and put her arm around her, and she says, may I help you? She says, no. She says, those two girls there were my best friends, and they are dead now. So we knew we might run into that. You know, some of these people are still living.
The next slide was of a donkey, and Don said,
that is Car Creek's first school bus. When the water got high, they couldn't get across, and the old Tinker, would they put about three or four kids on him, and he'd take them across.
King grew up on a farm outside of the town. You ever ride bareback on a horse?
Oh, yeah.
He says, does it count as being late? If the mule stays in the middle of the stream and won't go forward or backwards? And she said, I guess not.
You talk about Sprout Johnson, and we've heard a lot about Morton Combs.
Yeah,
but according to your book, Sprout Johnson was on that 1928 team.
That's right, he's on squad.
And he was assistant coach in 56.
That's right.
Did he keep coaching after that?
Yeah, for a long time now.
Well, that is a long association.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about Sprout Johnson a little bit?
Well, I learned about him when I was sixth grade, and we didn't even have a gym until my senior year in 48. And we had to go to Vico to practice, and sometimes we had to walk or thumb or anything. He coached me 37 years. And I never heard him say a vulgar word in my life. I never heard him raise his voice to a player in my life, nor to a fan, nor to a referee. Now, they say nice guys don't win. He won over 75% of his games for 13 years. He coached there 13 years. And we almost won the state tournament my senior year. We got beat out by Maysville in the overtime period, and Brewers went on to win it. But we had a real good team. And he died on us in February a year ago. And I tell you, it was such a void in my heart. It hurt me as bad as when my dad died, believe it or not. Because I caught all my values coming from Sprout Johnson. Now, I have a picture of him in here. So when he was younger. The reason I'm showing this is because all three of these guys are orphans, brothers. And the starter on the 2018 is Ben Adams, the left. Another little point guard is Gurney Adams. And, of course, a substitute was Hermit Bud, they call him. And two of them came back, Gurney and Ben came back, and they were our teachers. They came back to Carcreek. They got scholarships at Eastern, and they came back and taught. And Bud, he went another direction. I think he joined the Marines. Well, we heard he's about to die, and he lived in a town out of Boston. So Sue and I went up to Springfield because Carcreek, believe it or not, had a small display at a National Basketball Hall of Fame. So we decided we were going to go up there and make sure, and sure enough it was. And so we got in contact with Bud and said, we're going to be in this motel and be glad to show you some film strips if you want to come down. He brought his son, and there's about four or five of them. And I tell you, there were tears in that room. They said, how would y'all do? I can't believe that y'all would do this for us. Well, I said, we're Kentucky, and we were coming up here anyway. We didn't mind it. Yeah, he lived 6 months after that trip, and they said that's all he talked about for 6 months. There's a classroom, and old McGuffey's reader there. I have one of those myself. Now, they didn't use McGuffey's when I was there. But, again, see the work of the men on this? They were great carpenters. Okay, this is not too plain, but I want to show it because that's a basketball that they were using at that time. And, of course, it wouldn't go through a regular rim. So they had to get a wagon wheel rim and take it to a blacksmith and cut it down the size for the basketball. And you can see it's laced up. I've been trying to find one of those. And I can't find it because we're going to have, we think, a 2-hour documentary on this school.
Yeah. Yeah. It took some weird bounces when it hit those laces.
We already in a documentary of KET starting in March. They have a 2-year grant. They've done a history of basketball in Kentucky, and I want you to know they started out at Carcreek. And we were pretty proud about that.
They were over there last Labor Day weekend.
Let's see, what was it, Labor Day? Yeah. That's right. And they gave up their time off to come up there. And we have one original cabin still restored there. And so you can stay there. So three of them, including the director and producer, they stayed in the old log cabin, and they had a ball. So they're over halfway through now. So remember, on the 1st of March, it will be on KET. Now we did have the 56 players there, but it wasn't just for that 56 team, but they'll be in that one that they made at KET. Now, one I'm thinking about will be a person who will do that, probably not connected with KET. And that was the whole school in 1924, I believe. Those were seniors, and she made sure that they had white dresses for graduation. There's the old comment. That's Sprout, his grandparents, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah.
And that, what is that? How old is it? Spinning wheels?
Spinning wheels, yeah.
1833?
Something
like that.
1833.
That beard.
And it's in Sprout
Mill. It's in their home, and they made a lot of clothes. They made their own clothes.
Yeah.